For Women's History Month, this is a woman composer portrait with Catherine Michel. Here's something Augusta Reed Thomas said in 1995 about her music. "I yearn to reflect in my own singing the ways that listening has changed me. I write music that craves a listener. I do not write for a specific audience. I merely request intimate contact or attempt to speak to a listener in my work. Perhaps the people who can hear my voice are not listening. Nonetheless, it is a voice that craves a listener rather than one to renounce or abandon the listener. I'm not concerned with commercial success. Rather, I'm concerned with speaking honestly, which will hopefully, not necessarily, lead me towards truth." Augusta Reed Thomas was 30 when she expressed those ideas. She was not yet composer in residence with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, which she would become from 1997 to 2006, or until 2008, chair of the board of the American Music Center, on which she has served for the past 5 years. In September 2006, Thomas resigned her position as Wyatt Professor of Music at Northwestern University to devote her time exclusively to composition. At the age of 33, she received tenure from the Eastman School. She studied at Northwestern University, Yale University, and at the Royal Academy of Music. 7 years after graduating from the Royal Academy of Music, she was elected an associate of the Royal Academy. In 1998, she received the Distinguished Alumni Association Award from St. Paul's School in Concord, New Hampshire. In 1999, she received the Award of Merit from the President of Northwestern University. Conductors including Daniel Barenboim, Christoph Eschenbach, Esa-Pekka Salonen, Mstislav Rostropovich, Pierre Boulez, Seiji Ozawa, and many, many others have programmed her work. Wind Dance is an orchestral piece Augusta Reed Thomas wrote in 1989. Her aim was to organize the musical material and expression into a shape or form that was organically its own. The result resembles formal schemes associated with symphony, concerto, theme and variation, and tone poem. The work's two movements are played without pause. The primary musical material, which serves as the core source for all of the music in the work, says Thomas, is not exposed until halfway through the second movement. Until then, everything is a variation or transformation of this core material. Small melodic fragments are transformed and later grouped into two scales, which are juxtaposed throughout the development of the work. The procedure springs from the program for the work, a landscape of a wind dance. Women's History Portraits can be heard every day at this time during the month of March on KMFA.